The Stolen Ones, written by Richard Montanari.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
The first thing the hunter saw was the shadow. A long silhouette stamped on milk-blue snow, rising near a copse of maples halfway across the field. It was deep twilight, mid-March, and the ground had not yet given up its game, nor the night its quarry. Certainly nothing of this size. The hunter walked cautiously forward, his boots crunching the crust of frozen earth beneath him. The sound echoed across the valley and was soon met by the cry of a nesting barn owl, a mournful plea that reminded him of the girl, of the night everything changed. The mountain fell silent. As the hunter closed the distance to the trees, the shadow reappeared, became a man, a big man, now standing no more than 10 yards away. The hunter tried to raise his crossbow, but could not lift his arms. He'd had this paralysis once before, 1,000 sleepless nights ago, back when he wore a gold shield on his chest, back when he was a hunter of men. On that night, he'd all but paid for this failing with his life. The big man stepped into a pond of moonlight, and the hunter saw his face for the first time in 3 years. "My God," the hunter said, "you." "I found it." At first, the hunter thought the man was speaking another language. It had been that long since he'd heard a voice not his own. The three...